The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Howdy, partner. Thought I'd give a little southwestern Tucson slang there as we welcome everybody to the Buckmaster Show. Ray Allen on the other side of the glass. I am Bill Buckmaster, and we are ready to go with a very full hour. We'll begin with Terry Bracey, then Shelley Fishman. Shelley will try to sort out for us. I'm sure you'll do a great job, as usual, on what's going on a crazy couple of days on Wall Street. And then we've got Dr. Ray Woosley, our Your Med segment, talking about the flu epidemic, and then the Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report. So it's a very full hour, 790-2040, if you'd like to join in our conversation. Let's go now to Terry Bracey. Terry is our Buckmaster Show contributor on Washington, D.C. and governmental affairs, and he has had a long and distinguished career, and it's still going on, thank goodness. It began when he was a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall, went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's the senior partner in the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano. One of their clients is the city of Tucson. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm just great. And boy, am I proud of the U of A. When you looked at the Super Bowl, the two most valuable players on one team was Nick Foles, the winner, and the other team, Rob Gronkowski, the Gonk or something like that. But anyway, he's the greatest tight end of the game right now, and he was obviously the most valuable player for New England.
Yeah, so. Gronkowski. He's a incredible player. So, I mean, yeah, the U of A, very well represented. I like Nick Foles a lot. I thought he was a terrific quarterback when he played a few years ago here at the University of Arizona. And the man is just, he's very humble, very classy guy. His remarks in that news conference after winning the Super Bowl, well-spoken guy that said, hey, you're only really as good as the moment, and he's living this moment, not worrying about whether he's going to be traded or this or that. It was just really a delight to listen to that guy.
Yeah, he's really a special guy. So I was just real proud of our players.
And the game was one of the best Super Bowls I think I've ever seen. It went right down to the last second. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, football is really taking it in the chin these days. Mm-hmm. Interest is down. Parents are worried about their children playing and so on with all the talk about concussions. If anything did football a lot of good, it was that game, don't you think?
I definitely think so, because the NFL has been under such it's not been a great season for the NFL with all the controversy over the national anthem, and then there are the reports about the head injuries. So I think they really needed this one. This was a good kind of maybe will help turn things around a little bit for the NFL. Let's talk about what is Trump turning things around. Some of the polls indicate he did get a bump, Terry Bracey, after the State of the Union address. Some polls have indicated he's now into the low 40s, perhaps mid 40s in some one poll. So what's going on? What are you, if you had to say what he's been most successful at, what would that be, Terry?
Well, you'd have to say that his whole agenda is kind of in place. I mean, he's gotten a lot done. You can just look across the cabinet and just see the policies. For example, the State Department. Rex Tillerson went in there and he's carved the State Department. It's just what they've carved so much out of that department that it's a very depressed place at the moment. Half our diplomatic corps is gone. And that's what they wanted to do. And then Mnuchin at Treasury, they got their tax cut. Hand them that. Over at Defense, he's reopened for good or ill, as he said he would, the discussion of the use of nuclear weapons, which was always something that we stayed far, far away from. And then, you know, what's really disappointing to me, but to his credit, he's done an awful lot in the environment, you know, getting out of the Paris Accord. And then this guy Zinke, Secretary Zinke over at Interior, starting to draw down on our national parks and monuments, allowing oil discovery, and now up in our most precious national seashores up in Alaska. And it just goes on and on. So I don't know, Bill, if you agree, but I think if you're speaking on a practical level, he
right.
said he was going to do this. He's doing it.
Right. I think, you have to
credit.
Right. You have to separate. Is he doing what he said he was going to do? And the answer would be yes. Now, the other question is, well, is that good for the good for the country? You have to separate the two.
Well, you know, I think of our interests, for example, in Arizona. I mean, trade is a huge thing to us. NAFTA is a huge thing. And, you know, this anti-trade policy, this idea of America first and so on, it's an attractive kind of political posturing. But is it really the right policy? America's always led the world in trade. And we've come out darn well. Tucson and Arizona has grown as a result of it. Now, if they're going to shut things off or turn off NAFTA, you have to wonder if that's good. I mean, you could just move down the list. Over at the Labor Department, for example, there were President Obama put policies in place which made financial advisors become financially responsible for the advice that they gave about pension funds. Well, they wiped that out. So Shelley would know more about that, but they've wiped that out. Hmm. And is the public better off with that? And, Bill, how about, you know, Betsy DeVoe over at Education? You know, she's had it's been such a dramatic turn to private schools and the emphasis on private schooling as opposed to public schools. And now they want to sort of turn, you know, our college system, like Pima College, into vocational schools. And, how does that sit? It would worry me.
Terry, I want to ask you a little bit, get some quick thoughts on from Joseph Kennedy's rebuttal to the State of the Union. I'm very curious about how did you think he did? This was really Representative Kennedy's first time on speaking on a national stage. How did you think he did?
Well, you know, you can look at it various ways. Number one, that speech is always kind of a tough thing to do. You're following a president who's been on for an hour and a half, and now you're the guy at 11:30 at night that's trying to do a rebuttal. So it's not an easy stage. And then looking at him, you'd have to say that Congressman Kennedy's right from central casting. He's a good-looking young fellow. And the youth is what the Democratic Party needs. On the other hand, and I thought in a written sense, his speech was very good. I didn't think he delivered it well.
No, I would agree. I agree.
Yeah. You know, I think he needs to have lessons from Bill Buckmaster.
I am more than willing. I'm open for business if somebody wants some lessons. But no, it came across a little flat. And yeah, I agree with you. It could have been a lot better. So what do the Democrats need to do now? Is some of the polling indicating that the president has gotten that bump, and maybe the 2018 off-year elections, the midterms, are not going to be as successful for the Dems? What's your feeling, Terry?
Oh, I think they will be. Not, I wouldn't say they'll be so successful for the Dems as unsuccessful for the Republicans. I think we're going to have a big turnover in 18. You know, they're just not functioning, and and furthermore, there's so many groups around the country organizing for the election. And you see it in all the elections that have occurred in the off year. I mean, they seem to all be going to the Democrats. So, yeah, I would expect that the Democrats will have a good year. And it's not because they put a real program out there or that they've turned over and given us some young leadership. You know, guys, people my age should not be leading Congress, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It's just not, it's not a good idea. However, I think, Bill, on another subject, that I think they may get a deal this week.
Really?
I do, because I think the market really scared them up there.
Ooh, okay. And that'd be a good segue here, because Shelley's going to have some things to say about the crazy things going on in the market. All right, Terry, we're going to have to let you go, but appreciate the time. Thank you very much, Terry Bracey.
My pleasure. I'm going to hang on and listen to what Shelley has to say.
Please do. Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico makes a great weekend getaway, and it doesn't have to be the weekend. They are open for business 7 days a week. They'd love to see you over there during the midweek. It's just a 3-hour drive to Silver City. It's a beautiful portion of the southwestern United States, that mile high, anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 foot elevation. Pretty place. Check out Southwest New Mexico, spelledout.org, a great starting place for where to stay and what to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico.
The Tucson Gem and Mineral Society proudly presents the 64th annual Tucson Gem and Mineral Show.
The Tucson Gem and Mineral Show is the single finest gem and mineral show in the world. There's thousands of enthusiastic buyers, and the collectors are really fortunate to see an assemblage of the finest mineral specimens, gems, and jewelry that they'll see anywhere on the planet.
The Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, February 8th through the 11th at the Tucson Convention Center. Go to tgms.org.
This is Paloma Santiago with San Miguel High School. How can you help underprivileged youth in our community? An education at San Miguel is their only opportunity to escape a life destined for failure. Our students take a full college prep class while working meaningful jobs, earning nearly 40% of their school tuition. San Miguel gives hope and opens doors to the future for young men and women. You can learn more at sanmiguelcristorey.org. That's San Miguel, CRISTOREY.org.
In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, a newsmaker interview with the new chairman of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. We talk with Richard Elias. Plus, a preview of the old Fort Lowell days coming up this weekend, and the Gem, Mineral, and Fossil Showcase also this weekend, this one at the TCC. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelley, how are you?
I'm here.
Yeah, you are here. Considering the kind of week it has been, certainly on the markets. And I think my first question is, has the hemorrhaging stopped today,
it
or at least
slowed.
At this point?
It has slowed considerably. We've had an up and down day. The market doesn't seem to have a clear direction. And that's pretty good, actually. After a couple of days like the ones we've had, the idea that things have more or less stabilized strikes me as a good thing.
And I suppose two words would be appropriate. Don't panic.
Don't panic. Absolutely. You can't time the market. What's interesting is if you take a look at where the market ended up yesterday and you take a look at where it started in January, only 1 month ago, mm-hmm. those are about the same places. And so people who are complaining about all the money they lost yesterday need to think about the last 14 or 15 months and realize that has been a very good ride. We had a market that is probably a little bit inflated. You and I have talked about this.
We have. We've talked about how there had not been a correction
and
for a long time.
It is so important, Bill, to understand, number one, that the stock market is not the economy.
Right.
That even though there are some correlations, we talk about the stock market being a leading indicator of economic performance. Nevertheless, the stock market is not the economy. It reacts in some ways that are counterintuitive to the way the news comes out of the economy in general. We had pretty good report on employment and on income gains on Friday, but that spooked the market. And so the question I always come back to is, has anything fundamentally changed that would indicate that you need to be concerned about something? And in this case, the answer is going to be yes.
Hmm.
Some things have changed,
okay.
And those things have changed in ways that are promoting concern on the part of big investors. And the first thing that has changed that you just can't avoid is the tax bill. that we are going into uncharted territory in terms of the changes that have been made to corporate taxes, mostly, some to individual, but mostly to corporate taxes, and trying to predict how those increased profits will be distributed to the owners, the employees, customers, etc. So that's an area of uncertainty. The other thing that we're seeing is the effect of the reduced revenues, at least in the early years of the tax changes. We don't know longer term whether the administration is right and it will cause stimulation to make the economy actually grow more quickly. But what we're seeing from the people who do these forecasts, the Congressional Budget Office, et cetera, that in the year in 2018 and in 2019, they're now forecasting deficits of over $1 trillion in each of those years. We haven't seen deficits like that since 2009. So I think that is essentially what spooked the market when the thought that employment growth, et cetera, is kind of on a steady path, but we could have what is presumed to be inflation-causing deficits over the next 12 to 24 months. Inflation and higher prices do not bode well for corporate profits. And remember, the stock market is a measure, for the most part, of corporate profits. The other thing that I always watch, because I think it has a high correlation to where the economy is going, is income disparity. And what we're seeing on the part of this tax change is a bigger gap in income disparity between the very richest 10%, 1%, 0.1%, and the rest of us. And so what that means is that ultimately, if you take a look at where the correlations are, when that disparity becomes greatest, we tend to move at that point into periods of recession or even depression, as in 1929. So all of these things are creating uncertainty. I don't think we're going to have a full-blown correction this time around. I think this has taken some of the air out of the balloon. Not quite sure it's a bubble, but some of the air is taken out. Some of the pressure is off. What this couple of last days did not do was adjust proportions. It was kind of across the board. And that tells me there was a lot of kind of automated computer-driven selling.
I wondered about the automated.
Rather than people saying, we're going to go out of that sector and back into this sector and that kind of thing. Now, we'll see that as money comes back in.
Well, let me ask you this. In the long run, isn't this healthy to take this now rather than in a couple of months? Just
I'd like to have it at the beginning of the year.
Take the bad medicine now and move forward. The beginning of the year, first quarter, let's do it.
Exactly. and that, I think, the fact that we know we're going to have volatility coming back into the market, and the fact that we're getting it early in the season, if you will, and that it's going to correct itself, then that's a good thing. Now, if problems persist, if the uncertainty is not somehow mitigated, then you could see a flat to somewhat negative market over the next year, and that would be a little bit troubling. It will certainly have an effect on the elections. And I think then we'll begin to see other fundamentals begin to change as the administration is essentially stymied in its goals. And then for 2 years until the next presidential election, we get nothing done.
Well, we saw that huge swing, wasn't like 500 or 600 points down at one point. The market was down for the day 1,600 points.
Yeah, we had that 330 peak down.
And that's, you wonder if that the robots had taken over at that point.
And the robots tend to wake up late in the day.
Yeah.
And begin to make their adjustments and also begin to place their orders for the overnight trades. So,
and we may see that.
We may see it today.
Again, when we have the close coming up in about 90 minutes, then you have that period. There's that right before the close when, you know, things kick in, the automation.
Again, I don't want to spend too much time looking at intraday movements in the market unless something extreme happens. What I tend to focus on and what I coach my clients to focus on is the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. If nothing fundamentally has changed, or if the fundamental changes are in opposite directions so that they cancel each other out, then we're probably okay. If we get pressure on one side of that equation or the other, and no attempts on the part of either the Fed or the markets in some other ways to mitigate those fundamental changes, then you have to worry.
Yep.
And I'm not there yet.
All right. Let's end on that positive note. Shelley Fishman, thank you, Shelley, for your insight as usual. Very much appreciated.
Next week.
All right. Shelley Fishman can be, you can find him very easily on my website, buckmastershow.com.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust. and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by, we mentioned Silver City, but also Green Things. Green Things for all of your, they've got pretty much 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk, and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. And on the web, they have all the information about this weekend's gardening workshops, which are free to the public. Those usually get underway Saturday morning at 10, then Sunday at 10 a.m. as well, and then there's one at 2 in the afternoon. It's time for our monthly segment that we call Your Meds. It focuses on how to take control of pretty much your health care and how to take control of and know about what medicines you are taking. Our Your Meds segment features Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley is the former UA College of Medicine dean, and he is also founder and now president emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is the creation of Credible Meds, which is one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from 180 countries. It's a very user-friendly website. Check it out, crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Good to be with you.
It's good to be with you as well. We have really a couple of epidemics right now in this country. We've got the opioid epidemic, and then we've got probably one of the worst flu seasons that we have had in many years in this country. And it's ironic because it comes on the 100th anniversary of the flu that killed just millions of people across the world. It was commonly referred to as Spanish flu. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't the origin, I believe. The research had shown it isn't Spain, but perhaps a military base in Kansas where that all started in 1918.
I've learned something.
But anyway,
I'm so glad.
So it is. It's kind of odd. It is the 100th anniversary of that horrible flu outbreak. But it's a bad mm-hmm. flu season.
It is. It's not that bad, thankfully. But it makes us realize it can be that bad. You know, there's these flu seasons are made worse by people traveling, and we travel a lot. And that flu epidemic you referred to happened as everybody came home from the war.
World War I.
Right.
Yes.
So we're traveling all the time now, and we're spreading this. I mean, the Super Bowl is probably going to be we'll probably see a blip based
on incubator, right?
An incubator.
At the incubator.
Right. So, and I think we have to be aware of these. I mean, there's been a lot on the news about both of these epidemics, and we need to know that we can do something. We need to also know that there are things we shouldn't be doing, and we need to be aware of those. So that's what I wanted to really emphasize today.
Well, let's begin with the flu, and I had a personal experience with this about three or four weeks ago. I had not had any kind of flu really in maybe 10, 15 years. Did have the flu shot like a lot of other people. There are a couple of things when it comes to the flu shot. This year they're saying, you know, total immunity, maybe 30%. Mm-hmm. But what isn't talked about, even if you've had the flu shot, you can lessen the effects of getting the flu.
Exactly. And if you look at the deaths, 80% of the deaths are people who were susceptible to illness and they didn't get their vaccination. So it's not too late to be vaccinated because, as you point out, not only can it prevent it in many people, it can make it much more less dangerous in those who do get it because it'll be a milder case.
And it is not too late to get the flu vaccine, especially when the Centers for Disease Control say that they still cannot say this has peaked at this point in the United States.
It could go into May.
Yeah.
So we've, you know, within a week or so of getting vaccination, you'll start to be covered. You'll get that benefit. So if you haven't been vaccinated, please go out and do so.
And there is something you can do if you catch the flu early enough. And if you don't know if it's the cold or the flu, if you have a sudden onset of fever, like going suddenly from a normal fever, a normal temperature to say 101 to 103, it's probably the flu.
It's probably the flu. And what I try to do is to keep some Tamiflu available for people who get symptoms.
That's the antiviral. It's been around really since the year 2000.
It's been a very good, safe medicine that's remarkably effective if you take it early. Mm-hmm. And it'll the statistics say you'll reduce the duration of the virus, but of the viral illness. But the fact is, it can really, the earlier you take it, the more it can make it go away effectively.
Well, I have a personal testimonial about that. I was able to get a hold of some Tamiflu, and it's not that easy right now. CVS, completely out of it. I found some at Walgreens. Within 12 hours, I was in that golden kind of period. If you can get Tamiflu in you within 12 to actually up to 48 hours, but 12 hours can knock off two full days off the flu. Yep. I went from 103 temperature, Dr. Woosley, down to normal within one day.
Yes. And if you are very high risk and you are exposed, you can actually take Tamiflu to totally prevent the flu at a lower dose and a little longer period of time. So there are many ways Tamiflu can be useful. But for most of us, it's get to your doctor as soon as you think you've got the symptoms and find a pharmacy that has it, which is, as you point out, it's sometimes challenging.
How about this? Heart patients really have to be careful.
That's the other scary thing about this. A recent study from Canada showed that if you get the flu, and you look at people who've gotten the flu, in the first week after the flu, the risk of a heart attack is sixfold higher.
I wonder if that's the inflammation
factor.
That's
what we believe. Many people, inflammation can make your blood more easily to clot. So if you've got a blockage in your the arteries to your heart, the coronary arteries, the blood going around that blockage is going slower than usual. And if you have some inflammation in your system, the belief is that will make that blockage clot off and cause the heart attack.
I was going to talk a little bit about the other epidemic we had mentioned. Of course, that's opioids. The Arizona legislature passed some legislation, which the governor signed, which in effect is a guideline for doctors, perhaps even more than a guideline, saying that only prescribe like maybe 5 days of opioids, because some dentists perhaps were giving up to 2 weeks opioids for a root canal. I mean, yeah, so that's one thing that the legislature has moved forward in doing. But you hate to say that, you know, there are still people that are going to need this stuff, so you don't want to completely cut off this.
Exactly. And most people, pain will be relieved within 2 or 3 days, and the problem ought to be over. And then you need to go back and see your doctor. But these 10-day prescriptions that get renewed, 20 days is enough to get you hooked. And that's what happens to so many people. They get addicted to Vicodin or the opiates, the longer-acting potent opiates. And then they can't get that anymore because it's so expensive. So they go to street heroin, which is very cheap and lethal. So it is a major epidemic, and the FDA just came out with a warning because, like many times when there's a problem, there are people to try to take advantage of it. There are 15 online companies that the FDA has identified that are trying to sell dietary supplements to treat your addiction.
What? Treat an opioid addiction?
Yes, if you can believe it. And there are people who are hooked on opioids who are buying these dietary supplements, which have never been tested by the FDA. And there's no evidence that they would be effective in any way for people who are addicted.
You know, so, their hearts are in the right place, the people who are addicted, because they want to do something about it.
Exactly. They want to get off. Yeah. What everybody should know is that our county has several very good ways to treat addiction, centers like El Rio and La Frontera, Kodak. So if you want to, if you're seeking relief from your addiction, go to the Pima County website. There you'll see a list of all the certified, trusted sites where you can get treated for addiction, but stay away from the online sites that are out there. If somebody is saying something like it'll treat your addiction, if they're saying, you know, you can throw away your cane with this medicine, or if it's unlikely, you know, if it sounds too good to be true,
it is.
It is.
Yeah. Go to crediblemeds.org. Check out just plug in what medications you are taking, and some very, very revealing information, I guarantee, is going to come up, especially in the area of interactions.
Yes. Drug interactions kill thousands of people every year. So take your medicines as directed, but take them carefully, and be your own advocate for safe medicine use.
And that's what we try to do here. Dr. Woosley, always a pleasure. Thank you. We'll look forward to your visit with us in March. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improved regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Welcome back. The Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting an evening with Amy Grant tomorrow, February the 7th at 7:30 at the Fox in her concert tour. Amy Grant will highlight her iconic journey as a songwriter, pop star, and multi-genre performer. Then, for anyone who enjoys intrigue, suspense, history, romance, and superb storytelling and filmmaking, what else can you say? It's a classic, Casablanca, at the Fox Theater, the 1942 Academy Award winner for Best Picture, Best Screenplay, Best Director. See it on the big screen Saturday, February 10th. For tickets and details, visit foxtucson.com. We welcome now Margaret Regan, the longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer. She actually started writing for the Weekly back in 1990. Her most recent book is Detained and Deported: Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well, and I want to talk about a couple of performing arts this time around.
Yeah.
On the Buckmaster Show. Let's begin with a dance story.
Yeah. Now, okay, you saw the Super Bowl on Sunday, did you not?
Of course I did, and I know you're a big Eagles fan because you're from Philly, in the Philly area.
I'm a Philadelphia native.
Yeah.
I lived half my life in Philadelphia. I was born there, but I have to say I'm a fair weather fan because I don't really understand the game.
Mm-hmm.
I only watch in these big times when it's Philadelphia and they're likely to win. So that was so fun, and I have lots of pictures of family back in Philadelphia celebrating on the streets the other night. But coincidentally, this Thursday in Tucson, we are having a show at Centennial Hall called Straight Outta Philly.
And, good timing.
Good timing. Perhaps they'll do an Eagles dance. I don't know. But what we're having, there are two very well-known and very highly regarded dance troupes in Philadelphia. One is called Philadanko for Philadelphia Dance Company, and one is called Rennie Harris Pure Movement. Now, Philadanko is more of a traditional. They do ballet. They do modern, with very excellent training in Philadelphia, whereas Rennie Harris Pure Movement, this is a group that came out of street dancing in Philadelphia, hip-hop. And Rennie Harris was a kid who grew up on the streets of North Philadelphia, which is, you know, one of the roughest parts of town in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Lots of people doing hip-hop on the street corners. And he was a great dancer. He was in a lot of the hip-hop groups that they had, you know, informal and formal both. And he started a kind of a more traditional dance company called Pure Movement, in which he takes hip-hop into a different dimension. So I'm really interested to see it. I've never seen him. I think he was here maybe 10 years ago, and I didn't get to see it. Whereas Philodanko will be seeing more ballet, more modern. And that's an interesting story, too. The founder of that group, I think her name is Joan Myers Brown. She was a little girl, grew up in Philadelphia, a little black girl, and her parents could hardly find any dance studios where people would allow her to learn to dance. Mm. So she had kind of a haphazard training. There was one studio that allowed a black child to come in and learn to dance. And then a high school gym teacher who had a dance background helped her a lot. She eventually went on and studied with some big New York choreographers, but she was never able to get into a company. So she, in 1970, she founded this company in Philadelphia to give black dancers a chance, and she's been extremely successful. She has a training school. She commissions work by black choreographers. So it's so interesting. These two black troupes from Philadelphia, coming from different dance perspectives, are going to be on the stage together at Centennial Hall, and I'm sure it will be a very lively fusion of different dance styles, very energetic. So
that's going to be a great evening of dance.
Absolutely.
That's this Thursday, actually,
it's
at 7:30.
And I saw online they were offering $10 discounts for certain tickets. So
wow.
There's still a chance to get to that show.
And if folks want more, you do write about that in the current edition of the Tucson Weekly about these performers. We've got the run-up to St. Patrick's Day, and I know you love Celtic and Irish music, and with a last name like Regan, you should. And it's kind of ironic I'm speaking to a Regan, because mm-hmm. that was my mother's maiden name, and mom's birthday is today. So kind of dedicate these next couple of minutes to Helen Regan. Yes.
Oh, Helen Regan.
Yes, Helen.
You know, I had an Aunt Helen, and my father would have been 104 this month also.
Yep,
I think
mom
said.
Was born in 1914. She would have been 104.
Right, yes.
And
so
she loved Irish music.
Oh, good. Yep. Out of Boston, right?
No, out of Chicago.
Chicago, yep. Okay.
Chicago Irish. Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm from the Philadelphia Irish, as you know. Yeah, so this is always a fun story for me to write because, you know, I'm really into the Irish heritage and the Irish music. So here's something really fun. Valentine's Day, next week, February 14th on a Wednesday, we're having a really interesting Irish band that Don Guest is bringing to town. They're called We Banjo 3, which is a hard name to remember, but they do have three banjo players in it. But what's really interesting about these guys, they're all from little villages in the County Galway, and two of them, they're two sets of brothers. And two of the brothers were raised in very traditional Irish settings and played very traditional Irish music for years and years, whereas the other two brothers had a dad who really exposed them to all kinds of music. Besides Irish traditional, they got really into American bluegrass.
Hmm.
They're big fans of the Chieftains, who are also coming to Tucson this month,
yeah.
And Bob Dylan, country music. So somehow these four people joined up 7 years ago and formed this band, and they call the music that they play Celtgrass.
Celtgrass.
Yeah,
cool.
That's
okay.
Like Celtic music and bluegrass.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, listened to some of their CDs. It's very energetic and fun and, you know, beautiful singing. They've won lots of awards in Ireland. And Don Guest says it's really going to be a concert like nothing else you might expect. So really looking forward to that one coming up on the 14th.
And the venue is The Burger?
Yes, which is a great place to see music. And then you were mentioning The Fox earlier. That's where, you know, the Chieftains. They're sort of the great granddaddies sure. of Irish music and contemporary life. They're on their 55th anniversary tour. They're coming to the Fox on February 28th. And they were founded in 1962 in Dublin and really kind of brought Irish traditional music to the world stage. And they've played with a lot of pop singers and rock singers.
Oh, yeah.
Brought them more into, you know, currency with other people who don't know much about Irish music. Looked up Mick Jagger, played with them once, and Sinead O'Connor. So in this current tour, three of the original members are still performing in the band.
Wow.
Starting back in 1962. So these guys have been playing all their lives. But they're joined by a young woman, a fiddler named Tara Breen, and I'm sure she's spectacular.
All right.
They have her. And they're going to be dancers also. Somebody was in Riverdance, so that should be a fun evening.
It's going to be a great evening. Margaret Regan, always a pleasure. Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks, Bill.
The Buckmaster Show Arts Report, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting An Evening with Amy Grant. Tickets may be purchased online at the theater or online or at the theater box office. Then coming up Sunday, February 18th, the Fox presents Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dave Mason, the very best of the Dave Mason tour, featuring a lot of fan favorite hits. One of my favorites, All Along the Watchtower. To view the full Fox Tucson Theater event schedule, classic film schedule, and to purchase tickets to see An Evening with Amy Grant tomorrow night and the very best of Dave Mason tour on February 18th, visit foxtucson.com. Coming up this afternoon, Ray Allen and Mike Shaw putting it all together with Mike Check from 4 to 5. Today, Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9, then me, Bill Buckmaster, tomorrow with the new chair of the Pima County Supervisors. A lot going on today at the Supes. We'll talk with Richard Elias about it tomorrow. On behalf of Ray, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.